I do like privacy and confidentiality and so forth, but I suggest to parents, and they tell the kids that this, that they should have no 100% expectation of privacy. That parents should go through their phones, perhaps not all the time, but a spot check here and there, and if things seem okay, then they can check less. If things are not okay, they check more. As of several years ago, there was, you know, X amount of referrals to the social workers, to the counselors and so forth, and that has gone up tremendously, and much of it is linked to conflict over social media. And not so the conflict creates emotional distress, which if somebody is somewhat vulnerable, can then also lead to diagnosable anxiety, depression, and so forth. I would be very direct about it. Have you been sad? Have you been upset? Have you had more conflict with your friends? Is there a reason why your grades have gone down? There's a reason why you're not hanging out with people. Why didn't you want to play baseball or softball this year? If a person has a depressive episode as a teenager, they're significantly more likely to have another one as an adult, particularly compared to a kid who has not had a depressive episode.